I just want to thank you for the patience with the late start. Normally we cut off confessions and then run down here and then try and catch up after. I have an 8:30 appointment, so pardon me if I'm moving. But today I said, no, not today, Lord. Of all days where I was not going to, I did not, a game time decision, and I wasn't going to cut off confessions, was on the Feast of the Chair. Okay, we celebrate, as you just heard, the foundation, the establishment of the church by Christ on Peter's confession of faith. Keep in mind that confession of faith later on down the road looked a little weak in the denial. And so it's not simply you are the Christ that is the foundation of church, that is a part of Peter upon which Jesus built his church. There's something that confirmed that faith that Pope Benedict talked about beautifully as Cardinal Ratzinger in a book called The Communion that changed my life and my understanding of the church. He said, in the institution of the church, we have to understand the person of Peter and certainly his profession of faith, but we have to understand one other thing, upon which the church is founded. That Peter knew better than any other apostle or any other human being, forgiveness. Pope Benedict, as Court Reading, as Ratzinger said, there you go, if you want to understand why and how the church was founded and what it is about Peter, this fisherman, it's because he knew forgiveness better than any of the rest. And Jesus said, now you can lead my church. Not John, who's dang near perfect. Not Paul, who's super zealous. You, Peter. Because at the heart of my church, there must be forgiveness, a profound understanding of mercy, my love, my divine mercy. Now we can move forward. So what we celebrate is that beautiful profession of faith upon which Jesus built his church, a faith that was confirmed, was made solid as rock when Peter, weak Peter, encountered Jesus and his mercy on the banks of the shore and confirmed his love. Simon, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. I've failed you miserably. I don't care. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, imperfectly, doesn't matter. Do you love me? Yes. Okay, go be a pope. And there will be 266 after to get us to this day. To know that that's the foundation. This is the church that Jesus wanted, and he wants us to know it's founded on mercy, which then makes our faith lively.